Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And I greet you, as always, in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And if He isn't yours, He wants to be. If He isn't yours, He can be. In fact, if He isn't yours, He came to be. Luke 19 and 10 tells us, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." Hey, listen, there was a day that I was lost, on my way to a Christless eternity, on my way to a devil's hell. And listen, I heard my soul's salvation, and I've never been the same since. Along about 8:34 or something through there, and listen, I knelt at an altar, went down an old man, got up a new man by the grace of God. How wonderful it is. I've not gotten over it yet. I'll tell you, I've not gotten over yet. Well, appreciate you joining with us today. Trust our time together, you'll think, is a blessing. I want it to be an investment. Debbie and I are always honored and humbled that you share with us in this radio ministry as you do. Thanks for listening. Thanks for praying. Thanks for supporting it, even financially. And I rarely mention anything about that, but we thank God for those who do. I've got my Bible open to the book of Colossians, right after the book of Philippians, right before the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 3. And I'm going to read what is one of the most phenomenal passages of Scripture there is in the entire Word of God. Of course, I say that a lot, but you know what? It's true. It certainly is true. But before I do that, Deb's got a song she's going to do. The title of it is, "Oh, What an Honor." It's one of her number one project songs, one of the lead songs of one of the CDs that she has done. And well, you listen to it, friend. I'm sure to be a blessing, because it is an honor to serve our Lord. I'll be back with the message in a moment.
Last night I was dreaming. I stood in a place, standing in the midst of a throne. Like a little girl in all of her dreams, I was dressed in royalty. I wondered how this could be, for I'm just a pauper, you see. Then I heard a thundering voice, it was speaking to me. For you I paid a great price, one day on Calvary. It all, He owns everything. Hallelujah, just praising His name. Oh, what an honor to serve a King. When I awoke, I realized it was only a dream. Then I heard a still small voice saying one day it'll be a reality. Oh, what an honor to serve a King. He owns it all. He owns everything. Hallelujah, just praising His name. Oh, what an honor to serve a King. Oh, what an honor. Oh,
the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Friend, if you aren't, I'll tell you what, you're missing out. You're missing out. You're missing out on the best. You're missing out on what God intended for you to be. You're just absolutely missing out if you're not serving the Lord. If you're not serving the King that owns it all, who owns everything. And I invite you to come to Him. I invite you to come to Him. And for those of you that are serving Him, can I ask you something? Are you serving Him successfully? Are you serving Him excitedly? Are you expectant of His return just any moment? I believe just any day now our Lord can come. Just any day His face I'll see. I believe that. I've said it for years. I've preached on the second coming of Christ probably as many times as I've preached on any subject in the Word of God. And I want you to know something, friend. I still believe it just as passionately today as I did the first day that I learned about it, and maybe even a little bit more. I believe Jesus is coming. Can I ask you though, sir, ma'am, will you be ready? Will you be ready? Those of you who are saved, on your way to heaven, you know your sins are under the blood. Can I ask you something? Are you serving the Lord successfully? Are you living for Him successfully? Well, I believe that's what Paul is trying to tell us here in the book of Colossians. Chapter 3, as we look at verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, the Lord willing, for a little while. I want you to know I'll not do it justice. I want you to know, friend, that I'm stirred about this passage. I'm stirred about its truth. And I'll tell you, friend, listen, it takes us all the way into the portals of glory as we see ourselves in Christ, knowing that He is seated there at the right hand of the Father. But I want to talk to you today just a little while about this subject, how to live successfully for Christ. Listen to what he said. He said, Paul did, verse 1 of chapter 3 of the book of Colossians again. He starts with the word if. Now let me tell you, it means since. It means in light of the fact. It doesn't mean here a hypothetical situation, but it says since. If in fact you are in Christ, if you belong to Him, hey, get ready, this is what we're supposed to be. If or since we be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with God in Christ, who, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear. Boy, I like this. Then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. I want to say glory, hallelujah, right there. Hey, folks, isn't that an amazing passage of Scripture? I mean to tell you, listen, it's spectacular, actually. It's glorious. It's wonderful. And oh, it says so much in just a little bit of time. But Paul, as he begins to look at this passage, as we begin to look at this passage of Scripture that the Apostle Paul has written under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, we need to know, as he does generally in his epistles, he goes from the practical side that he wrote about to the church of Colossae and the other church, maybe at Laodicea and even the church in the house of Nymphos. Hey, can I tell you, friend, he set forth the doctrine, or he set forth the reason that he wrote. He sets forth the correction of this thing and what he's going against. But here in chapter 3, he begins to say, hey, look, here's what you've learned. Here's what you've just, you know what I've just taught you, what you've just learned. Now here's what we do with it. We put it into action. We make it practical. We live it. We don't just hold it as some kind of an intellectual assent, some body of knowledge we hold in our mind. But hey, we live it out in our life. We live it out in the work that we do, the walk that we walk, the talk that we talk. Paul said we're to put Christ in shoe leather. And I want you to know that Paul has confronted and addressed the high-sounding nonsense of intellectualism and the pagan philosophies that had affected negatively the church of Colossae in that area. I mean, even the Gnostics that had come and those others that had brought man-made rules that are empty attempts at what he referred to as will worship all those things. Listen, he said that could beguile a spirit in chapter 2, verse 4, or to spoil somebody in chapter 2, verse 8. Oh, listen to what he said there. Let me give it to you. He said, this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. In verse 8, beware lest any man should spoil you through some philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men and not after after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. Paul said, listen, beware, listen, hey, God's got something better. So in these verses, Paul sets forth what Christian life is in Christ Jesus is. I mean to tell you, he tells us now. He doesn't delineate all of it. I'm telling you, he doesn't tell us all about it. But can I tell you, hey, he gives us the fundamentals. He gives us the things that makes us what we are. Doesn't change how long we walk with the Lord or for the Lord, how deep we go or how high. These things don't change. Hey, I want you to know this is absolutely amazing. I mean to tell you, listen, Paul tells us that the life that those of us who have Christ in us live, it's a shared life. It's a shared life of a victorious, hallelujah, risen Savior who's ascended and seated in the heavenlies on the right hand of the Father. It's a life. Listen, friend, it is His life living in and through us, through the agency of the indwelling Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And if that doesn't stir your heart, that doesn't warm your soul, that doesn't make your wood dry out, I absolutely don't know what will. But listen, but although Paul raises us to the heights of out of this world kind of knowledge, he knows Christianity is to be lived in this world. He knew that the feet of the Colossians church was on planet Earth, but yet he took their spirit and their mind and their soul all the way into the heavenlies at the right hand of the Father. I'm telling you, friend, listen, I don't know how it could get better than this, but listen, in Paul's day, and I'm afraid it's too much like this in our day. Do you know the writer of Ecclesiastes says this? There's no new thing under the sun, and there isn't. When it comes to man's nature, man's personality, man's character, hey, there's no new thing about man that's manifesting itself here in these last days than what was manifesting itself in the first day and even in Solomon's day, but in Paul's day. And like I just said, I'm afraid in our do too. He understood how pagan ideas and religion had little or no effect on personal morality. Why they taught and lived that a worshiper could bring himself before the idols that they worship, offer upon the altar of that idol whatever they wanted to offer, and then go back and live any way they please. Can I tell you, sir, ma'am, that's the philosophy of the world. That's the philosophy of false religion. That's the philosophy of Satan and sin. But I'll tell you, if you're in Christ Jesus, you're a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. We're to come out of the world. We're to be a separated people. We may have been some things, but we're no longer those things. We're new in Christ Jesus. Do you know what they taught? They taught that their philosophy, regardless of what it was, what a person believes, ought not to have any effect on their lives. And that sounds similar today. But can I tell you something, sir, ma'am? Listen to what this old preacher that doesn't know much but knows some things really good. Hey, what you believe determines how you behave. I'll guarantee it. It's proved out day by day. And listen now, those of us that are in Christ, those of us that are united to Christ, means that we share in His life. We're living it out of our lives as He lives within us. We are to follow His example. So Paul tells us in verses 1, 2, 3, and 4 how to live successfully. So with that in mind, let's consider what we find here, what Paul said, and what we can do, what we can learn how to live successfully. Listen to what he said in verse 1. If or since you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Oh, I'll tell you what, friend, even I can see that. You know what we are to do? We're to seek. We're to seek, man. We're to set out. We're to do it diligently. You know what the idea is here? We're to have a sense of urgency about us. Can I tell you, sir, ma'am? Hey, listen, what's going on in this world? We're still dealing with this silly pandemic. I know it's brought death. I know it's generated so much of fear that it's paralyzing. It's changed us. I mean to tell you, it's so negatively affected us. I wonder if we'll ever really get over it and heal from it. And I'm not just talking about the physical healing. My wife and I have had COVID, and thank God we're still around. But can I tell you, do you live, sir, ma'am? You that know Christ, you who know Him, do you live with an urgency? Do you live, bless God, with an expectation? Hey, we who are in Christ are to have a driving desire for the things of another world. Hey, we're to lay up treasures in heaven according to what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 16, verses 19 through 21, where thieves will not break through and steal, where moth and rust doth not corrupt. There's so much difference between the things of this world, in verse 2, we'll find out, and the things of another world, how we ought to give emphasis to the right place if we're saved and our names recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hey, friend, listen. If we're to seek Christ, we're to seek Him, and we're to be ambitious, we're to be intentional, we're to be excited, we're to be expected, we're to be going forward, we're to be going after, we're to be going on. Now, let's face it. Some of you have sat down. Some of you have gone back. Hey, can I tell you? We need to do what Paul did in the book of, I believe it is, Philippians chapter 2. And I know I may be getting a little ahead of myself, but we're to set our mind and our affections on things above. Hallelujah. But listen, we're to be seeking. Now, let me ask you something. I don't know how many people may be an Olympic participant that's listening to this old preacher, but maybe there is one. But let's just imagine if you were going to try out for the Olympics, if you wanted to be a part of those every 4-year games, whether it be the summer or winter Olympics, it matters not. Can I ask you a personal question? What medal would you be shooting for? All those long days of training, all of that sacrifice that you would be making, all of the things that you'd be giving up to make your body to be able to perform at its highest level, to be able to defeat and to put down every other piece and bit of competition that comes against you. Hey, wouldn't you go for the gold? Oh, listen, friend. And that's what he said we're to do. If or since or in light of the fact that we've been risen with Christ, we're to seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. We're to be heavenly, thank God minded, are we not? And he goes on to say, set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. Well, how wonderful that is. Thank God. Listen, that's what we're supposed to. You know what the word affection means there? We're to set our mind to that. We're to have the same mind which is in Christ Jesus according to Philippians 2:5. We're to arm ourselves according to Peter, his first letter, chapter 4, verse 1, with this mind of Christ. Hey, you know what Paul said? in the book of Philippians. He said, this one thing I do, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Hey friend, I'll tell you what, there's only one direction for the believer. There's only one desire. There's only one goal. There's only one prompting for a motivation, and that is to be like Christ. And we ought to be like these two sisters. And they were two sisters, used to love to dance, used to love to party. I mean to tell you, they would go to everyone they got invited to, but they got converted. They got an invitation in the mail to come to join somebody in a big shindig that they had planned. And they wrote back RSVP and said, we cannot attend because we recently died. Hey, can I tell you, friend, listen, we've died in Christ, but we're alive in Him. And look, that's what He goes on to say in verse 3. He said, for you are dead, and your life is hid with God in Christ. We're not only to seek, we're not only to set, but we're to show. Thank God we're to show who we're related to, who we're identified with, whose life that is living in us and out of us. Allow me to say, if you don't care, that if Christ doesn't show in your life, then maybe He's not there. Can I say that again? Allow me to say, if you profess Christianity and Christ doesn't show out of you and in you, maybe it's because He's not there. Little boy went up to his preacher, about 4'3", said, hey, pastor, how big was Jesus? How tall was He? Pastor looked and said, well, son, I don't know, probably 5½, maybe 6 foot tall the most. That little boy got to smiling, grinning from ear to ear. He said, son, why did you want to know that? He said, well, preacher, seeing so little as I am, if Christ lives in me, He must be sticking out of me everywhere. I say amen to that. Hey, this verse declares that we're identified with Christ in His death, in His burial, in His resurrection, and in His life. And since I am now identified with Him, I should be living His life out of me, not my life, not what I want to do, but what He wants to do. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, He said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Thank God when I identified with Him at an altar of prayer, when I identified with Him at a baptismal service, I showed that I died with Him in burial in that water. I raised to walk in the newness of life. And now, friend, listen, my life is Christ's life if we're in Christ and in God. Can I tell you, then may I say we're safe, we're secure from the reach of sin and Satan. How wonderful that is. He said, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Now let me get the last verse very quickly. We're not only to set, we're not only to seek, we're not only to show, but thank God we ought to shout. We are to shout. Look, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with Him in glory. You know what, friend? A good shout, a good spirit-motivated shout would scare a lot of people in our churches to death. In these days, you say, why should we shout, preacher? Well, I don't have much time, so let me give you four things quickly. Number one, we're with Christ in God. Oh, I'll tell you, being in Christ, friend, makes all the difference in this world. But can I tell you, it makes all the difference in the world to come. Hey, I'm accepted by God because I'm in the Beloved. Philippians 1:6. We can shout because we are with Christ in God and our life is hid. All of our past, all of our sin, all of our failures. Number two, we share in His life. Why, the life that I now live is Christ's life. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Never Nevertheless, I live, and not I, but Christ that liveth in me and gave His life for me. Number three, we identify, like I've done told you, with His resurrection, which ultimately leads to the rapture and that day when we're raised to meet Jesus in the air, we'll rise with those that have gone before. If we're alive in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And Paul said, wherefore comfort ye one another with these words. And number four, and I've got to go, we share now in His glory, but more fully one day in His glory. Thank God in that world that's yet to come. Imagine that, can you? Hey, I'll tell you, bless God, we ought to be shouting our glory, hallelujahs, because we're risen with Christ. Our life is hid in Christ with God. When He comes, we're going with Him. But, friend, listen, we're not of this world. We're of another world. Thank God. How wonderful that is. Well, friend, listen, this is how we can live for Christ successfully. Let's seek, let's set, let's show, and let's shout just a little bit for the glory of Almighty God. Thanks for tuning in unto the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.